Exercise 5, page 106.
Joining us today, we have PE teacher Greg Walker, who will be discussing individual sports with me. So, Greg, what exactly is an individual sport?
Well, basically, it's a sport you do on your own. Popular individual sports include gymnastics, golf, and running. Some people tend to focus on team sports, but practicing an individual sport can have a lot of advantages. First of all, you can set your training program to fit in with your own schedule. You don't have to arrange a time to train with the rest of the team. Also, if you're feeling under the weather, there's no pressure to drag yourself down to the sports hall or wherever. Instead, you can rest and get your strength back.
Don't you think it would be tempting to miss practice every time you had a runny nose?
Look, with individual sports, it's certainly your responsibility to motivate yourself. But rather than seeing that as a negative thing, I view it positively. It makes you stand on your own two feet. People who practice individual sports become better at motivating themselves. And that's a quality which helps in all areas of life.
Surely we learn skills from being part of a team too, though.
Oh, absolutely. The value of teamwork is a very important lesson. And of course you don't learn it playing individual sports. I've seen the negative effect of this with my own eyes at school. If you want to work with others, apart from respecting them, you have to give up some control to them. Even if you're in charge, you have to trust in others. People who are used to playing individual sports often can't do that.
What about the social aspects? Do individual sports provide opportunities to make friends?
Well, not very many, no. That's one of the biggest disadvantages of an individual sport. Most of your time will be spent training alone, and you can't avoid that. I've heard players complain that they feel very lonely sometimes, but generally it's not difficult to learn how to cope with that aspect of individual sports.
What about at the competitions? Can players strike up friendships there?
There are plenty of opportunities to meet people at these events, so there's certainly a chance to make a friend or two. I've certainly done so myself. At one table tennis tournament I played in, I even exchanged advice about performances with another player. So it's definitely worth it. Little did I know that I'd end up competing against them in the finals.
Yes, that must have been a bit awkward. Well, let's take a quick break.